Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
He is the fighting pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
He's good at what he do.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punches? I was hitting with body punches. I heard him actually was crying there.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This is another TBV Live Fight Chat. I'm Solo Dolo, Scarface without Manolo, but you already know, though. I gave you a bunch of picks to get your money up, your dough up. Ha! I hope you did. I hope you did. Because I've been right a lot. You know, if you listen to the betting show, you know we wanted Reese Bilotti, and he got it. You know, right now, am I going to be an oracle and get Peter McGrill by decision? Huh? They was calling him the Saush Mayweather. Saush Lomachenko, and everybody thought he was going to get the stoppage. Not Ness. Not I. Not I. Huh? You feel me? I like this shit, man. I really do. I really love this sport. What's up, man? What's going on? Vibeya Beauty. What's going on? Empty the clip. Patrick, what it do? You lost your parlay, champ. What happened? What happened, Cap'n? What happened, punt? All of them? You lost them all? You couldn't have lost them all, champ. Not if you're on a betting show. No way, no how. Because we still out here. We still John Manu came through for us. You feel me? It's a lot. We got a lot of wins. Let's just be real. Let me go double check what's goody. I'm going to let you know right now what we got. But right now, it is round 8, 1 minute left, and the South, Lomachenko in the ring out of the southpaw stance. In his toughest fight till date, 17-0, Fran Mendoza in the ring with him. And, ooh, good jab by Mendoza, but good body work by McGrail. McGrail, you know, he has good footwork. You know, he's just... I can see why they call him whatever version of Lomachenko, but he's a bit slower and doesn't move or throw as many punches, but he certainly does a good job of doing his own version of that, and it works for him. It opens up angles. It reminds me of the way the Schofield fights, you know, and how he generates power from his legs. But again, like Lomachenko, you know, this guy's being slightly rushed, and I knew that this fight, you know, I mean, look, he still has time, but I don't know that he can get that stoppage, you know what I'm saying? We got a tough guy in the ring with him, and yeah, all right, so we got the Peter McGrail open already. He's taking on Fran Mendoza, 17-0. Fran is from Colombia, but he has been living and fighting in España. So, you know, I didn't think that opposition was going to be that great, being as though he's in España. So, you know, we didn't pick him to win or anything. We certainly want the house fighter to get the win. He's on our slip. Now, William Carolla got the win like we thought he would. But, I mean, that wasn't hard to pick, as that was just, you know, those developmental fights. You know, he improves his record to 1-0. Campbell got the win via disqualification. You know, so that ruined one of the parlays. We had Campbell, obviously, by decision. And we're on. Oh, and the other one, obviously, is Reese Bilotti on the Frank Warren card that we got right as well. Well, technically, we got it wrong, but anybody that watched the shows know I got it fucking right. And all you jackasses made me go against my, you know, I said I did so much research. I knew it, man. It would have been a great victory, but. Round 9 of 10, timestamp 2:33 on the clock, and McGrail, just got caught with two right hands to the body. And again, he does a good job of moving and creating angles, but he's not Loma. He's got to keep that right hand up or active, but he is winning this fight, you know. After this is the main event. You see, he's subject to the jab. He gets hit with that jab quite a bit. I was with Kermel Moten today, guys. I went to the mountain and ran with... I didn't run with him. I was in the car and shit, but I was with Kermel and all of Floyd's new fighters. He does have some, you know, a young stable. He's got Jahan Ingram. He's 3-0, and he's got Jerzis Vargas, who's 1-0. And yeah, you know, they were at the mountain. My man DeAndre Savage was there, heavyweight DeAndre Savage was there. You know, I got some videos for you guys, so definitely check out the YouTube channel. I uploaded one because obviously we got to get these podcasts going, but you know, we definitely got those videos out there for you guys, so definitely keep an eye out on the YouTube channel as we're going to continue to upload. I'm going to be going to see Kermel spar on Monday, and we'll see what we get there, but you know, this is going to be your spot for the all Kermel Moten footage moving forward. Either me or Danny will be bringing you, you know, that footage, so keep an eye out. Like I said, one already out today. But what's up, ladies and gents, man? Wipe your feet before you come to the house. You know what I mean? Smash that thumbs up button. Don't be like that. There's only 9 thumbs up. That's crazy. Like, come on. There's about 100 people watching. We need about 100 thumbs up. Let's get it started. Oscar, what's going on? What's going on, my friend? How are you? How are you? Good straight left by McGrail. Both men having a little rally here in the last 23 seconds. Mendoza got to stop trying to lunge in with that right. I don't want him to get caught. We need another round out of him. I got to actually go to my... Oh, good overhand right by Mendoza. Misses that second one and gets caught by right hook by McGrail, and the bell rings. So we're in the 10th and final round after this minute break here for both men to go ahead and rest. And we're at 182,550 subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and do so. It's, you know, numbers is power. And if you want us to get those big interviews here on the podcast or in the field, we'll need those numbers because fighters love to be on channels with big numbers. And we're trying to get to a million, you know what I mean? So tell a friend to tell a friend and help us get to that goal. Remember, this is a live podcast twice a day, every day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. And then right again at 4 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. And we do that Monday through Friday. Then on Saturdays, we're also rocking and rolling for live fight chats like today. And we even come back tomorrow and recap the whole weekend, giving you an opportunity to call in and express your frustrations or your celebration if you pick them right. Good little four-punch combination there by Mendoza.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And timestamp 2:38 on the clock, 10th and final round. Let's see. Oh, good uppercut by McGrail. Let's see. Does McGrail finish the show? Close it out here in the 10th? Or does he get the points decision that we thought? Good left uppercut to the body by McGrail. Misses with the right hook. And the Colombian shoots the 1-2. Definitely the right, straight right just landed for Mendoza. Misses the uppercut and the left hook. But these guys are fighting right in the center of the ring. I like that back left uppercut from McGrail. McGrail tries that hook again, but credit to Mendoza that's keeping his hands up high and defensively sound. Here in the 10th round, he's not coming apart. You know, his hands are still up. Hopefully we get a return from Mendoza. He fought well. He's durable as well. Good parry by Mendoza. Oh! Right hook brushes over his head and as he comes back with his own 1-2 on McGrail. 1:18 on the clock. McGrail tries the straight left and comes up short. Tries it again. Comes up short again. This time, straight down the pipe, splitting the guard, and Mendoza wants some get back. Good little scrap here on DAZN. This is Matchroom Boxing. 10th and final. 55 seconds left on the clock. Oh! Oh, shit! He almost went down. Goddamn, Mendoza! Oh, my God. McGrail buckled the fuck out of him with that straight left, bro. I think it was a straight left. Oof. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Come on, yo. What's that Drake song? Just hold on. We're coming home. Hold on, champ. 27 seconds left. Ooh, good right by Mendoza. Trying to fight McGrail off. 19 seconds left on the clock. 17. 16. Ali shuffle from McGrail, 10-second clapper. Oh, another right hook clips Mendoza coming in. He's got to be careful. I mean, it's over now, but that last one kind of buckled them too a little bit. Sheesh. Good little scrap. We pick up that win. We definitely pick McGrail to go decision. Let's check these slips, see what we got. Show me what you got. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget, we do this every time there's a fight. We just did this on Wednesday for Pro Box. This is a hardcore channel welcoming all casuals, though. We want you here. We want to teach you. We want to show you this beautiful sport. So, let's see. Damn, ain't that a bitch? Ah, man, let me see. Come on. No? Come on. Okay. Let me see. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, baby. We got one that's alive. Whit McGrail, technical decision, plus 130. Plus, we got John Manu by decision, minus 139. Shh. You feel me? We almost there. Let's go. Patrick Clark, member for 9 months on the champ level. He said, yo, did you get my counterpunch yesterday? I sent it. TBV Cash App. If so, save it. Let me double check, Patrick. If you copy me, Patrick, you got a slip. That's a lie. Which one is you, Patrick? Because I got Say Cheese from the 413. Yeah, we're going to have to confirm. Let me see on the other one. Still undefeated. He's the Continental Super right now.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
So, Patrick, I'm not sure. You're going to have to tell me what's your Cash App, champ, and I can confirm. But right now, without that information, I have no clue. Salute to Peter McGrail getting it done. We got Keep It Moving with $2. He says, what's up with the brunch? Where the fuck is Danny? Motherfucker alert. Pause emoji. Face with steam. Face with Hardin smoke 3 times. So Danny got the flyer yesterday from the graphic designer. So he should be making the pre-sale, tickets available soon. I guess we'll probably announce tomorrow or Monday. Not 1,000% sure, but yeah, we're not too far out. That's all we can say. Yeah, man. That was a good little scrap, man. McGrail might start getting some knockouts in the future. We can't count that out. As you've seen, he buckled Mendoza. I feel, you know, not that he's being rushed, but he's definitely going fast. So, you know, we'll see if those knockouts come or does the power disappear even more as the opposition gets better. So it looks like he's dedicating the win. Dedicating the win to two people there. I'm not really sure who. But if you're watching this on YouTube, smash that thumbs up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and make sure we do that as the first thing we do when we come to the live. This way we can help the show grow and take it to the next level. You feel me? Definitely was his toughest test. They saying on paper. Now, that was his toughest test for sure. Haha, Machiavelli crooks and Mendoza look like a punching bag. I mean, you know, there's levels. There's levels to this. But what do we got next? We got Catterall next. That's what we need, baby. Main event status. Let's go. So we're just getting a post fight here from DAZN on Peter McGrail. But next fight is the main event. Jack Catterall. Might as well do a poll. See what you got. Tell me what you got. I wonder if they're going to throw a swing bout at us or something. So we're going to do a who wins and how for Catterall and Linares. Remember, they only give us four options, so we can't do the draw, unfortunately. Peter McGrail.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Uh-oh, they said they might bring him to America. That'll be good for him. Some exposure. All right, poll is out. Main event about to start. I mean, we're going to have a bunch of, you know, what do you call those? Ring walks and fucking national anthems and all that stuff. So, it ain't going to be right away because they still dealing with McGrail, let's be real. But I see Marky Love, what up? What's good with y'all? Let me see in Discord. I see Pop. I see the Mayor Toledo. You know what the fuck going on. What's going on, champ? Yep, I think next is definitely Jack Catterall taking on three-weight world champion Jorge Linares. Let's see how Linares looks, man. After fighting Haney, he's gone on to continue to lose. We'll see. Can he get it done tonight? An upset. he is victorious usually in the UK, right? Like, he wins his fights out there, so we'll see how Linares does today versus Jack Catterall. Jack Catterall may not have knockout power, but he definitely has pop. He's been putting people down. But for sure, Linares is on 3 straight loss streak, 2 decisions, and once knocked out by Devin Haney opponent or victim, Zaur Abdullayev. So there you go. For those that don't know, that's what Catterall is facing. So he hasn't really gotten a win since before losing to Devin. So, you know, it's all good, though. Maybe Linares can do something. You know, Tony Bellew seems to think that this is a dangerous fight. Linares, 38 now. Orthodox style. He is a sharp boxer, though. But you know, he's always been, whether it's stamina or chin or a combination of both, it's always been questionable with Linares. But hopefully they get these ring walks going quicker rather than later. Yeah, no. Oh, wow. Okay, they advertising a Tyson Fury fight on DAZN. I love it. See, this is why we need boxing to just go to DAZN. They don't have any bias, bro. They playing the great Tyson Fury promo on DAZN. That's good. It's boxing fans, that, you know, we're tuned in. And this is a very, very well done promo, let me tell you. I was impressed when I came across that. Yeah, this was a good win by William Carolla. So right now they're still showing the preview, obviously. Do apologize for the silence, but I mean, it's not much to talk about while we just wait. The Bamba Bilotti, man, he pulled it off, bro. I knew it. Fucking knew it. What'd you guys think of Jack Turner? What'd you think of Jack Turner? Jack Turner looks like an actor to me, right? He looks like an actor and shit. I'm like, whoa. Uh-oh. Yeah, we just got commercials now, guys. It's probably going to be a minute before we get to the main event, man. So let's chop it up in the comment section, man. Looks like M Dollar says, Ness, who you got tonight in the next fight? I'll tell you once the bell rings, bro. You feel me? Because the betting line is still open. And, you know, we got a whole gang of people to pay for them betting picks. So, you know. Don't you know no good? Bro, it's crazy how much of an underdog in Linares is, though. They think he's Dunsky. Let me see for the you said for the CP. What's your cash at? Patrick, did you write it in there somewhere? Let me see. Think I could search. Okay, yeah, say cheese. I got it. I seen it yesterday at 706, champ. Say less. We got you. Now we getting a promo of a little bit of Jake. They just trying to show us what they got on there. Yep. I got you, Patrick. I found it. I seen it. Uh-oh. So they advertising Sunday football. Regional blackout restrictions apply. Websites. I don't know if this is, like, if they showing football for UK or is that football for us? I mean, I'm not into football, but hey. Yeah, no, I got it now. I ain't see it the last time, champ. Chill. Damn. What up, though? Andrew, what up? Jay, man, what up? Who else in here with us? Smoking Jay Franklin, what up? Nah, ain't no word on Crawford Spence rematch, champ. They ain't got a network yet. We got to let them announce a network. Then we worry about that. Who you got on his main event, though? Who you got is on his main event, though? Young Gun, what up? Jerv, what up? Weedy, what up? What's going on, man? Right now we got Anthony Carolla at day and Tony Bellew just giving us, you know, a little pre-fight hype before Jack Catterall actually walks out. Catterall pacing back and forth in the back. This is the main event. This is your main event on DAZN.com. And then after this, Golden Boy starts at 5 o'clock. Yeah, I don't know if they got any streams. I thought it was going to run right in. Looks like we're going to have a break in between.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Tank Jr., what up? Let's go, Canelo T-Bud. Linada is taking it? Okay. What up, Jerv? Okay, is this Linada's like walking to the ring or is he what? Bro, I mean, Silas is on a losing streak too, bro. Like, let's be real. Like, Silas, you know, he lost with Joyce in the UK. You know. Yo, Linares looks fresh, though, to be 38. He coming down. Let's see do we fade. Let's see what happens for Linares. All right. We have David Diamante doing his thing, letting us know this is the moment of truth and ain't no turning back now. I'm actually going to just go ahead and zoom in on this. All right. So on our poll, Jack Catterall versus Jorge Linares, who wins and how? We have over 80 votes. Remember, if you voted on the poll, please, please, please hit the thumbs up as well. We should not have more poll votes than thumbs up. But looks like 51% of you are picking Jack Catterall by decision. Jack Catterall by KO is 22%. Linares decision 14. Linares KO 14. Okay, so wasn't that Robert Diaz? What the hell? That is Roberto Diaz. What the hell? Okay. That's something to ask. You see? Jack Catterall coming out in the black and purple robe. El Gato, they call him. I wonder where you get that nickname from. That's an interview right there. You know, El Gato. Terrence Conley says, DQs messed my bread up 2 weeks in a row. I mean, you must be doing big parlays because, you know, if you follow the betting show, we have multiple parlays. So the DQ, yeah, we lose, but, like, we still rocking and rolling. And we got actually something cooking real good if you followed me. You know, something big. Like, so I hope you followed me. You dig? You dig? Yeah, that promo was good, man. That promo for the Tyson Fury. Ngannou. Uh-oh, I see a lot of people picking Linares for the upset, but the poll doesn't show that. Yeah, Linares trained in Japan for a bit. He was promoted by Tekken. But for this fight, he trained with Silas here in Las Vegas. Christian Padilla, what's going on? What's up, my friend? Alex, what up? The 916, what up? Come on, man. Where the thumbs up at, man? Come on. We got 150-some people and no thumbs up. Where's the love? We should definitely be giving some love to TBV, man. Jack Catterall finally about to walk out. Hopefully the fight is a faster pace than the walkouts. Hopefully we get a good scrap, man. That's what I want. Yeah, Hatton got DQ'd, bro. He got DQ'd, bro. Fucking bullshit. DQ, but now we know, man. You know, it wasn't Hatton's fault. It was the dude, bro. He was holding. Like, he got DQ'd for holding and shit. He didn't want to fight. Dude ain't want to fight, bro. It's crazy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're rocking out with us on YouTube and you haven't subscribed, go ahead and do so. We're trying to get to that goal. We need a million. We need a million subscribers to have the power necessary to get all the big names. Yes, sir. So they're still introducing everybody, fellas. You know, it is what it is. We just gonna have to wait, man. There's not much talking I could do without some fight team, you know? Steve Gray is the judge from England. We got Olena from Belgium and looks like Gypsy, maybe? Referee Michael Alexander. And we're almost ready to go. They almost done with all the bull crap. Let's go. The time has come. Let's go. Get them rallied up, champ. Get them rallied. No! Guys, check out my interview with Maurice Lee. He is sparring Shakur Stevenson for the De Los Santos fight. He's a welterweight. He's big. So check that out, you know, if you're into boxing. Got interviews out with Carmel Moten and the new Mayweather prospects. Check those out. Here's the link if you want to just keep that for later for the Maurice Lee interview, who is sparring Shakur Stevenson for the Edwin De Los Santos fight. We got Robert Cassidy with a $5 two-pitcher hat. He says, I found another podcast that was speaking highly about TBV. That's what I like to hear. Love, couch, something. Love the podcast. Folded hands in prayer. Fire 100. Appreciate them and you, champ. You know, anybody that spreads the word, man, that's what we need. We just want to grow and continue to talk this wonderful sport. You know, I do this. I did a show early this morning for the breaking news. You know, Tyson Fury, Alexander Usyk, that is official now for December 23rd. You know, 6 o'clock in the morning, I was already at it. You know, and by 6:30, I wrapped that up, jumped in the car to go meet with Carmel for the mountain run at 7 in the morning, right back here for a 1:30 p.m. show. This is what I love, you feel me? I'm getting my fix every day with TBV and boxing. We got a poll going, so if you are voting on the poll, please don't forget to hit the thumbs up as well. That's going to help with the visibility. It's going to get me to that million subscribers just a little bit faster. Right now, we still haven't even started the first round, but the bell finally rung, and Linares takes the center immediately. We'll see what Catterall can do. Boxing is his game, but now he's in there with a very good boxer. And Catterall out that southpaw style, Linares orthodox. Linares demonstrating some speed already, landing that first jab on the forearms of Catterall. Catterall just range finding with that jab, with that lead right hand, just ranging, you know, making sure that he's within range, just pawing with it, not really flicking it, not really using it as a traditional jab. And he's got a wide stance too. I think he's looking for a left counter. Looks like Linares trying to keep that left foot outside of Catterall's. And there you go, Catterall shot the left uppercut. Jab lands for Linares, and right before the clinch, Catterall lands a short left hand. Bit of a thinking match. This pace definitely, good straight left by Catterall, but the pace definitely benefits Linares, the older guy, right? Catterall being conservative but very accurate so far, landing the bigger blows in this first minute and a half. Timestamp 121 on the clock if you're following us on DAZN. Linares with the straight right attempt in the Venom gloves, and Catterall shoots to left, and you hear the crowd go wild. I'm not sure that left even landed. Straight left again from Catterall. Linares still hasn't quite found that range. Good jab by Catterall, running away with this round. Straight right lands for Linares. I'm going to go ahead and get my scorecard out app just in case. This should be a 12-rounder. Linares definitely putting the pressure, mental pressure on Catterall, but another straight left lands for Catterall. He's just running away with this first round. And it's like Keith Thurman says, it's a race to seven. Catterall shoots the left to the body, tries to come over the top with the right hook. Another straight left for Catterall, but this time Linares counters with a two-piece combination. Maybe he felt what Catterall has and says, I don't care. I'm going to, because he took that, he certainly took that punch to land a punch or land two. But that is a Catterall 10-9 round for me on my scorecard. 10-9 Catterall. If you think it's 10-9, hit that thumbs up button. Yes, Ram, I'm with you. He's in a power stance, and you can tell he wants to throw power. You know, bombs and power, same shit. Shout out to the mayor Toledo rocking out with us on the live. And round two was about to start. Referee giving the signal in now. Linares back to the center. Not really using his jab, more of a herky-jerky, you know, fidgety type of thing. Now he shoots the jab and tries to come under with an uppercut. I'd like to see him actually work the jab versus this herky-jerky nature that I'm seeing. This, okay, straight right, lead straight right from Linares. And Catterall answers back with his own straight left. Another straight left to the body this time by Catterall. Straight right lands for Linares as Catterall bent into that one. And he continues to bend to his right, or rather his left side, which is Linares' right hand, kind of like Lubin Charlo. So he's got to be careful with that. I need a lazy boy chair. You feel me? If you're rocking out with us, hit that thumbs up. Right now we're in round two. Timestamp 142. Straight left again for Catterall. What is wrong with Linares? Can he not move his head? I got Kerry G, $2 super chat. Is it just me or Linares in good shape? Looks big. He's always in great shape, but we'll see towards those later rounds. I just want him to use a jab, man. He's looking like Nonito out here. 1-2 for Catterall. Catterall is just racking up points. He's just scoring. Like I said, it's a race to seven, and I don't know that Linares knows that or understands that. Maybe he's looking to end Catterall with a big shot. Catterall picking away. Good straight left to the body. Ooh, comes up short with the straight left up top. And they end up in a clinch. Yeah, Linares is just inching in, but nothing behind the jab. Everything is power. Oh, overhand right lands on Catterall's head, and he wipes his forehead and shoots his own straight left to keep Linares off him. And that's the thing. Linares, if he can do that more often, but he's one punch at a time. Yeah, Linares is scoring, but not as often. I mean, look, all this is just nothing, nothingness. I mean, Catterall either, because now he's in this counterpunching stance. I mean, that's his style, but he's really waiting on Linares to do anything before he does anything at all. All right. Well, he landed two right hands. I don't know that those were enough with everything the Catterall did. You know what I mean? Two right hands is good, but Catterall landed a bunch of straight lefts plus controlled, you know, the occasional jab. Oh, wow. Mike, the mobile mechanic, says Linares definitely got that brown. Okay. Look at that straight left on the replay. You sure? Look at the 2-1. Ooh, that's the headbutt right there that caused it. Damn. That's bad for Linares. He's the one that cuts easy. He's the one that's gonna bleed, you know. Jack Catterall's all right. I need Linares to use a jab so he can make this competitive. I mean, there you go. Not just one, though. Let's double it. Let's triple it. Let's pump it. Let's go. And this is 140. Remember, this is 140. Devin fought Linares at 35. Salute, WP. I'm glad you're rocking out with us, man. It's a decent fight so far. You know, Linares still holding up. But, again, he's wasting energy. Like, these shots that he's throwing, they're throwaways. And he's not doing anything. Catterall, you know, pot shot in the occasional counter, and he's running away with the fight. Rob Mick says, throw up the Cash App, Ness, so we could bless you. Champ, you are the man. There you go. Do your thing. Appreciate every team. Right now, we are in round three. Timestamp 1:39 on the clock. Jorge Linares looking like he had a good camp, but he's not jabbing. Like, everything is just this fidgety throwaway look. All this head movement, I don't know why he's just not working. Look, and Catterall just jabbing, picking away, picking away, picking away. Come on. I scored the second round for Catterall, man. I'm sorry. See, there goes Linares with another right hand, but it's one at a time. You got to agree, he's pot shot. He's barely using a jab. And if he's not going to use a jab, at least don't just land one shot at a time. It's work rate for me. It's work rate. But Catterall getting, you know, too complacent, being a counterpuncher. Another headbutt between the southpaw and the orthodox. Linares ain't going to make it out this fight without bleeding. It's crazy, right? Because Catterall fought Taylor. Taylor beat Regis. Regis fighting Devin. Devin beat Linares. Linares fighting Catterall. So crazy. And then, you know, we say, oh, he's old and this and that. I mean, Catterall hasn't blown through him. Straight right lands, and Catterall answers right back with a straight left. Durable guy Linares is, man. You can't knock him. Can't knock him. But, that's another Catterall round for me, man. Linares just not doing enough. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm not. Don't forget, we are definitely working. Ness is back on the road. I'm out here getting you interviews. A bunch of stuff to come out. Check it out on youtube.com/TBV. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. Help us out. It's going to help with that visibility. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans, Americans, UK fans, Canadians. Don't matter where they from. We want that. We want that support. Sorry, I'm trying to put together this email for my editor, Kenna. But it is round four, timestamp 2:14 on the clock. Do apologize for that. Just got to send this freaking email out any minute now. Catterall flicking a jab. Back to just pawn with it. Man, no hooks or nothing from Catterall, huh? He's just looking for that straight left counter or that left counter. The channel that the fights are on is DAZN. It's the DAZN network, champ. Damn, no action, bro. They wilding. This is like some high-level chess match that doesn't need to be high-level at all. I'm not understanding. Somebody got to sell out, bro. Like, somebody got to sell out and, you know, make this a fight. Like, come on, bro. I think I'm more upset at Linares. He's the guy that I know. Good overhand left by Catterall. But Linares is the guy that I know. He's a three-time champ. He should be the one making this fight. There you go. That's a three-punch combination. That's what he's going to need, man. Not ones, but twos, threes, and fours, bro. Turn this into a fight. 27 seconds left. Catterall with the straight left to the body. Linares with the 1-2 that lands. Oh, straight left from Catterall. Bro, these guys are like more herky-jerky, not doing shit movement than a motherfucker, bro. Damn. Crazy, bro. I need them to turn it up just a bit. Like, Devin was beating the shit out of Linares for the first six rounds. Let's be real. I swear to God. I can see now there's certainly hate for that kid because, damn. How many punches is Jack Catterall landing per round? I need an ottoman right now. I'm about to take Danny's chair and shit. I need my feet up. I need my fucking feet up. Let's see here. We are in round five. Honestly, I haven't given a round to Linares. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sorry I haven't given him a round. If you want to give him a round, maybe that last round was a little decent, but Okay, so Tony Bellew gave one round to Linares, which was the second. Not me. Clean sweep finesse. Clean sweep finesse. I don't see what Bellew see. I ain't give him number two. You got to earn it. You got to earn it, man. All he doing is, look, there's nothing there. Like, give me a fucking jab. Stab jab to the body. Look, fake jabs. Everything is a fake. Faint or a fake. Give me something. Look, what the fuck is that, bro? Put me to sleep, man. And then Catterall's a counterpuncher, so he's just waiting. He's just waiting so that he can react. He can't react without Linares fucking doing something. So I blame him. But okay, good fucking uppercut straight. Well, not straight, but uppercut right hook. But it was more like a jab from Catterall. Woo! Linares comes up short big time. Overhand right, more loopy than a mug, and it ain't land at all. Bro, so much herky-jerky movement from Linares. 1-2 to the gut from Linares. Catterall, I'm going to say I'm impressed with Catterall not doing nothing, and his nothing is somehow making Linares not do nothing. Like, I ain't never seen a motherfucker not throw punches when someone's not throwing punches at him. But he's more worried about what's going to come if he steps in the range that he's not throwing anything. I mean, it's just all herky-jerky movement. Double jab finally from Linares, both come up short. No jab present from Catterall. Oh, no. Did he hurt him? Don't you do this to me, bruh. Do not get knocked out, bruh. Stop. Come on, Linares. Hold him, bruh. What type of shit? You a vet, man. And you know you chinny. Why you ain't be holding? Good counter from Linares. But he got hurt. And a lot of punches landed. He makes it out the round, though. He makes it out the round, though. Big round for Cat. Hopefully this dude don't get slapped. Because he almost got slapped there, bro. He don't know how to take punches, man. He need to grab immediately, and instead he wants to try to block shit. He went straight back, held on to the ropes, then puts himself in a corner, which was not good for him. Straight left. It was a straight left, too. Right on the button. What the fuck, bro? It was right on the button. It made him, like, he walked back and held on to the rope. Damn. Does Catterall have more pop than Haney? Because he backed up, like, oh, I'm hurt, and grabbed that rope, man. So if Linares was reluctant then, he's going to be even more reluctant now that Jack hurt him. Let's be real. Jack is going to have to step on the gas. At this point, I think I'm safe with my Jack Catterall decision. I mean, don't get me wrong. He just scared me in the last round. But Catterall, he's just so patient. Like, he's just sitting back. So, you know, we might get lucky and get all the way to the decision like I picked it. I love his patience from a betting standpoint, you know what I mean? All right. Good jab there by Catterall to the body. Linares ain't doing nothing. He's recovering this round, guys. you know, it's more about recovery because I don't see him really throwing nothing. 1 minute, 30 seconds left, sixth round. So we're about to get past that halfway mark, fellas. We looking good, baby. We looking good. Straight right, double straight right for Linares. But no, nothing on it, bro. Nothing on it. He certainly doesn't have the effect that Catterall had on him. And Catterall does look bigger. I mean, Linares looks thinner, for sure. I feel like Catterall looks fuller. His shoulder blades look bigger and biceps looks bigger. He's, you know, Linares still looks like a 35-pounder compared to Catterall. Catterall has only 13 knockouts, I believe. Oh, right hand for Linares, but Catterall took it well. Linares does so much moving, bro. I wonder how much of that energy gets burnt with all this moving he does. Oh, good straight right by Linares. Is that enough? No, Catterall. I mean, you wouldn't know because he doesn't follow up. Catterall answers back with a 1-2. Linares attempts the 1-2 off a shuffle. Shout out. Don't forget to support, man. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up. Uh-oh. Looks like we got a cash app from Villa Bellas. $2. No words. Just love. Appreciate it, champ. Appreciate it. He sent that, or she sent that to the $SGTO. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. We got over 190-something people watching and only 107 thumbs up. I don't know what you mean against the ropes. You coming to troll? My man said 4-2 Catterall. Damn, you found 2 rounds to give Linares? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't see shit for Linares, bro. Are you giving Linares a round based off like 1 or 2 literal? And I'm being literal. Like 1 or 2 punches landing? Or are you giving them the round? Like, I would be interested in knowing how you scored a round for Linares, bro. I ain't even fronting. What was it? Bellew's car? He had round 2 for Linares. I might have to go back and watch that shit. Y'all crazy. Good jab by Catterall to the body. I'm with you, Tony Romo. I don't see any fucking rounds for Linares. These guys are tan loco. They crazy, bruv. Against the ropes, what did you see in a Tank interview, man? Talk to me. Clip it. YouTube lets you clip. Send it to my DM. Jack Catterall, big left hand miss. They're saying Linares won round 6. Put my money on Haney versus who? Versus who, homie? Mike, the mobile mechanic, Linares won 2 rounds. Yeah, right. Nah, I ain't mad at you. I don't know what y'all basing it off, though. Like, is it just, like, defense or, like, punches actually landed? My man said the first 2 for Linares. Holy shit. Everybody sees something different, bro. I swear to God. Jack Catterall doing a shoulder roll now. Bro, this is like a jockey match. They jockeying for position. Hell yeah, he need to let them hands go, bro. This shit whack. It's only Catterall throwing punts. That's how I'm shocked. People actually scoring in Felinades or got rounds for Felinades. I'm like, how? Crazy, though. It's all good. It's so good. It's all right. Yeah, man. 13 seconds left in this round. Straight left lands for Catterall. It's about to be over this round. Uh-oh. What is Linares egging Catterall on? Like he about to do something, man. This guy. He better not get knocked out in the last round like he did in the Abdullah fight. Be mad as hell at him. They gonna put me to sleep, WP. I hear you, man. That's quite unfortunate, but I'm feeling like that too. I ain't feeling tired at all, but they not giving me the entertainment I need, bro. And Linares is talking about, after getting punched 3-4 times, I'm like, yeah, come on. Bro, how about you punch back? You know what I'm saying? Like, how about you punch back? Confirm the Cash App for Mama El Lobo. Where'd you send it, champ? Mama El Lobo. Let me check the boxing voice. I don't see shit, champ. I'm refreshing, but I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it, champ. I mean, make sure you did the spelling right. It's on the screen. Because we do got fakes out there, man, you know. God exists and so does the devil. You feel me? So somebody out there playing the Raping You Records games, we gotta sit back and just lose money until Cash App decides to verify us. You know how that goes. I'd get verified quicker if you shared my shit. You feel me? If you shared my shit, I'd be verified already. I'd be at 1 million subscribers already if you shared my shit. Who's excited to see Right Hook Roxy tonight? Who's excited? She came out in a traditional Mexican outfit for the weigh-in. That was new. We never seen that in boxing. You know, so shout out to Right Hook Roxy. $2 super chat from Keep It Moving. He said, did any bet on the UFC 2? You got to ask Danny, bro. I don't know nothing about that, but I think he certainly bet UFC. Round 8, timestamp 1:05 on the clock. And I'm bored as hell already. I ain't even on front. I don't even know what to do right now with myself. Does Golden Boy have any YouTube streams? Or is their card solely starting at 5 o'clock? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I bet on the UFC, all three of my picks hit. Salute to you, empty the clip. Salute to you. I'm not a UFC guy, but shout out. Shout out. You got it done. Good straight left by Catterall. Another straight left by Catterall. Another straight left by Catterall. Oh, shit. Linares got a hold, bro. The bell rings. Thank God Catterall only does these flurries in the last 30 seconds, huh? Because, damn, it seems like anytime he steps on the gas, Linares just goes to a rope and fucking, shells up. Dude don't want to get hit, man. He hit for a check, maybe. I'm sorry to say. Because you're not letting your hands go, and the resistance really isn't there. I mean, every time Jack lands something, he just goes back towards those ropes. And then all that's doing is opening him up for multiple shots. You know? So, I don't know, man. I'd like to see Linares actually be Linares. Right now, we're just getting a replay while we wait for that minute. Rez Cater already on his feet. Both men in the center of the ring. Round 9 of 12, timestamp 250 on the clock. A lot of pawn going on. It looks like the pace is picked up slightly, at least when you consider the amount of pawing jabs that they're doing. Because they're not jabbing, they're pawing. Linares seems to be trying to smack Catterall's hand down. He's going to end up getting caught with a hook. Watch. This guy's crazy, bro. I have no clue what Linares is doing. Honestly, don't know how people are scoring for him. Straight left for Catterall again. He certainly is able to find his range. He could hit Linares with the jab and the straight left at will. Excuse me. Bro, Linares is really not doing nothing. It's just all this fidgety motion. How are people scoring for this guy? What is he doing? Finally threw a right hand. What the hell, bro? I could fucking fight 30 rounds. Catterall could fight 30 rounds like this. No pressure. Nobody walking forward. No punches being thrown. Jesus. Finally, a right hand from Linares. It's one shot at a time, too. That's another thing. It's like you're making it super easy for the judges to count your punches. Another straight left from Catterall. That one had some steam on it. Crowd going crazy. Fucking, I hope Linares holds, man. If he needs to, when he needs to, should I say. Because he definitely needs to when he gets hit. It's more about actually doing it. Linares is gun shy, man. He keeps waiting for the last moment. He wants to be like in complete perfect range. He's gun shy. This guy's just like fidgeting around. Seconds left on the clock. Ninth round about to be in the books. Linares, Catterall, DAZN Boxing, 140-pound division. Hell yeah, he been had me tight with that bullshit, Pat. He ain't doing nothing. He just fidgeting around, man. Nobody cares about that shit. It's crazy. Well, at least they're controlling that cut well for Linares, because usually he breaks. You know, I used to call him paper mache face for a long time. So, at least that cut is under control. Seconds out, 10th round. Linares, Catterall. Will Linares last the last 6 minutes of this fight? Actually, I think he's got another 9, right? He's got to do all the 10th, all the 11th, then the 12th. Shit, straight left for Jack. Bro, Linares is... This is so strange. He's like sparring. It's crazy, bro. He ain't gonna win the fight doing this shit. One punch at a time. I mean, Catterall's worse, but he's at least landing. They should be booing over there, man. Oh, Anthony what is his name? Oh, Jack Catterall. I guess they can't sing his name. Shit. Good right hand by Linares. That's right. Keep him honest, champ. We need two rounds. We need to get to the 12, baby. Straight right by Linares. I can hear the Spanish. I can hear. I don't know what they saying. But I hear somebody yelling. They probably begging him to let his hands go. Okay, we got it, champ. We got it. $10. Mama El Lobo is your caller from Tucson. Salute, champ. We got it. It went through at $250. $10 cash app. We got it. We got it. Appreciate you, man. 36 seconds left, round 10. This shit like a big-ass shuffle show. Dub 100 says, betting slip needs two more. Who you got in the Rocha fight? Chill, champ. Not to the bell ring. Not to the bell ring. That's how I do my thing. That's how I do my thing. Geraldo said he got stunty young. I'll be happy when I'm not sick anymore, I'll tell you that. 8-2 Catterall. The fact that you found two rounds for that man. Where did you find two rounds to give him? Damn it. Damn it. We need two more rounds, y'all. We need two more rounds, y'all. This sport is so dangerous, bro. One punch changed everything, bro. So it's still 6 minutes left. No counter, Siri. Stop. Hundred and 26 punches landed. Damn, I needed that stat because that was interesting. I'm sorry, I seen it late. Okay, Linares trying a little bit harder now. But it's funny because the harder he tries, the more he fidgets. It's funny. Poor guy, man. And what is the word? Fragile. Bro, he keeps doing this sidestep shuffle, but nothing comes from it, bro. What the hell? Look, all this lateral movement, but nothing comes from it. Man, bro, get this guy off the television. I'm about to text Coach. Yo, my man hit me up like, yo. Don't say I ain't give you a tip. Linares by decision plus 1,200. I'm like, bro, he not winning this fight. He like, all right. Don't say I ain't give you the heads up. Look at this guy. This guy's doing nothing. His hands heavier than his feet. Sad, bro. Sad to see this guy not be able to let his hands go, bro. Fucking hell. 35 seconds left in the 11th round. We almost out of here, fellas. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. Bruh. Damn, did Linares try to land a hammer fist just now? Bro, these guys, man, sad, bro. Matchroom talking about they cutting motherfuckers. Shit. Better cut this shit out. We got one more round to go to get a good betting slip. All we need is for the betting slip to hit. That's all we want to do. I was trying to understand what he was saying. I know he said don't stop because when you stop, something. But it's like, bro, you need to tell him to stop. He fucking moving too much, man. He moving too much. Unless they just training him to be a decision fighter, like a journeyman to build people's records up and last. Because that's what he's doing. He's trying to take the minimum amount of punishment, but he's also not hitting. Look, Catterall sweep, 108-101 on Tony Bellews. Sweep! Hell yeah, Georgie Catterall failed to impress. He's sitting back waiting. Like, what the fuck type of fight is this shit? You got to take over. He can't just constantly be a counterpuncher. Like, come on, man. Take over the fight. You the main event. Crazy. Come on, Linares. Keep moving, baby. Keep moving. I don't want you to fuck nothing up. Yeah, baby. He probably betting on decision these days. Like, fuck it. I can't win. I could go the distance. Putting all the money on himself to go the distance. Look, he ain't doing nothing. It's all this. Nothing. Look, two punches finally thrown and they both miss. Okay, two double jabs. That's it. He's going to take a 30-second break. Straight left for Catterall. .130 left. .126. Here we go. Here we go. That's right, Linares. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Jack Catterall got to be tired of something. Like, why he not jumping on this dude? Funny as hell. All right. Mama sent something else. That's what's up. Mama Lobo appreciates you and Danny. I appreciate you, Mama Lobo. That's funny because his name or her name translates to Mama the Wolf. Lobo is definitely wolf for me. 29 seconds left on the clock, and your boy did it again. Let me not get excited yet. 21, 22, 19, 15, 14, 13, 12. I ain't even hit a 10-second clap, but they robbing us. They doing it again on the zone. They took the clock out, and they ain't hit the bell. Listen, finally. All right. I told you Jack Catterall by decision, and we got that locked in at a Catterall decision locked in at a plus 150. Plus 150. Who make you money like Ness? Join that betting team, I'm telling you. Join that betting team, plus 150. What that means, Ness? Oh, it means if I were to put 100, I'd have made 150 plus my 100? Yes, that's what that means. Ness did that for me. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And I told y'all Peter McGrail decision. Add that to the parlay. And I told you John Manu decision. Add that to the parlay. Yeah, it's alive. It's alive. I love it. I love it. Damn, bro. So now we got 2 whole hours, bro. It's crazy. So coming up, we got Cardona versus Vasquez Saturday, November 4th. Cameron Taylor 2, November 25th. Colin Gill the 2nd. And then we got Rodriguez Edwards, December 16th. They didn't put the Haney pay-per-view December 9th on there. Damn, that's crazy. Well, I think this is it. Let me see what else is. Yep, Catterall gets the win. Catterall. Well, that is it, man. I'm going to wrap it up. We'll be back at 5 o'clock for Golden Boy on DAZN to finish getting this bread, this money, this moolah. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you following the betting show. You should have a bunch of money in your pocket right now. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. Peace.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for Black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.